The reading is in the first epistle of Peter, and the first chapter, and reading from verse 2 to the end of verse 9. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. In that reading, Peter is comforting people who are scattered in various countries and they're suffering persecution for the sake of the gospel. And what he does, he's asking them to turn their eyes upon God and to remember that they are God's children. And he's putting himself really in their place. It's as if you're writing a letter and you want this letter to be a comforting letter, and you start and then you cross it out and you start again. And it's quite a difficult letter to write. But Peter, because he's guided by the Holy Spirit, hasn't to repeat himself and try again. He just writes. And although it says Peter that's writing, and you can see his character there, yet the Holy Spirit is speaking through him. And they are words of comfort to people in circumstances that perhaps that we cannot imagine. Now, the hymn that I'd like to link with this is really special. It's written by a man called Robert Roland Roberts. And it's a thoughtful hymn and a very encouraging hymn. And I would say it was a triumphant one as well. It's a person looking where he's going. Let me use an illustration that has some humour in it. I was a child during the last war and living in an area where there was frequent bombing. Indeed, every night we used to be in our shelters and slept winter and summer in the shelters. It was a very miserable existence. But I can remember at one time I'd gone to a shop. It was winter, it was dark, and if anyone know what a blackout means, it means that you have to watch that every no chink of light would be showing. And you had to be sure of this. There would be a round of every window in the house. So when you weren't out, there was no light at all, if it was a night without any moonings at all. And such a night was this one. And I'd got to the shop and got the groceries, and halfway back, the siren went the same time as the hum of the bombers and the screech of the bombs and their explosion. And I panicked. I didn't normally panic because we were quite used to air raids. I panicked and I ran. Outside my home was a lamppost. No light, of course. It was war. And I smacked into it. I thought a bomb had a direct hit to my forehead. I saw stars. And you actually do see stars. My parents thought I'd stayed wisely in the shop and so I was safe. The shopkeeper thought surely he's home by now and took it that I was safe. I wasn't. I was unconscious on the ground. 2 hours later, the all clear went, and my parents looked out for me and they saw me lying on the floor and picked me up and took me in, and eventually I came round. And I don't know if I've ever been the same since. That is for other people to judge. But here is the same kind of thing. You see, we were taught, and I'd forgotten this, however dark it is, don't run looking at the floor. And that's what I did. You look ahead. And if you look ahead, however dark it is, there are darker and lighter shadows, and you are able to see reasonably well. And in this life, if you look at your feet, or look at the waves as Peter once did, then you fall and you fail. But if you look ahead, you'll be far steadier on your feet. But more than this, is to look ahead to God unto our destination. And this is what the hymnist has here. Far off I see the goal. I can see my destination with my mind's eye and with my faith. Far off I see the goal. O Saviour, guide me. And yet he says, there's some anxiety here. I feel my strength is small. I need help. Be thou beside me. So here it is. Far off I see the goal. O Saviour, guide me. I feel my strength is small. Be thou beside me. Then the result of that will be this. With vision ever clear, with love that conquers fear, and grace to persevere, O Lord, provide me. He's looking ahead. He's looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith. He's looking towards inheritors incorruptible. He's looking towards God. So he has a clear vision of the way he's going and the life he's living. And when fearful things surround him, the love of God in his heart conquers that fear. And he has grace to go on and on and on, however difficult it is, and that's provided by God. Sometimes, however, it seems as if life was full of difficulties and strange problems, and we cannot see the hand of God with our ordinary sight. We have to depend very heavily on him. And here is a verse that really describes the believer when he is anxious and worried and he's forgetting to look ahead. Whene'er thy way seems strange, how to help me, Lord, go thou before me. Unless my heart should change, O Lord, watch over me. I'm such a poor, frail little creature. Help me, Lord. But should my faith prove frail, and I through blindness fail, O let thy grace prevail and still restore me. Even if I fail to look ahead, even that, I still know this, that underneath are the everlasting arms of God, and he will not and he will never, never fail me. And then he takes another verse. Should earthly pleasures wane and joy forsake me, that's the ordinary joy of life now, if lonely hours of pain at length o'ertake me, and it can be like that, not for everybody, for some, then however the end comes, we all want this, my hand in thine hold fast. If you're a parent, you will know what it means when your children are a little frightened of the dark. And you really needn't put the lights on. So long as they can hold your hand or know that you are near and feel your presence, all is well. And it's the same with the believer as well. That person who has trusted in Jesus Christ and trusts his soul to Jesus and has been forgiven because the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin. My hand in thine hold fast till sorrow be o'er past. And look at this expression. Would you ever have thought of this? And gentle death at last for heaven awake me. It's quite an inspiring thought that death is the closing of my eyes in order that they may be opened in glory. And gentle death at last for heaven awake me. Then heaven itself. And this is a very beautiful description from a person that hasn't arrived there yet but who's on his way. There with the ransomed throng who prays forever. The love that made them strong to serve forever. I too would see thy face, thy finished work retrace, and magnify thy grace, redeemed forever. Now we shall pray. Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we thank that we can come to such a God as thyself, a God, O Lord, a God of providence and a God of provision, a God who cares, a God who draws near to us, and nearest of all in Jesus Christ, his Son. And because we have known Jesus as our Saviour, and because we have known of peace with God and forgiveness of sins, and we can say that we're justified by faith in Jesus Christ, because of this, O Lord, we know that we are safe. Trust not only our souls to thee, we can trust our days to thee as well, every day and every hour. And we thank thee for the lovely words of this hymn as well, that we should look to our destination. Not that we're always thinking about heaven and thinking about death, not exactly that, but that we know that our direction, and for every detail of our life and every day that we live, that although we may be going in all sorts of directions as far as our feet are concerned, yet the overall direction of our life is towards God and to glorify God. Help us, O Lord, to keep our eye upon thee, and if sometimes our eyes are cast down, then may thy surrounding arms uphold us and protect us from all harm and all evil. We're very conscious of our frailty and our weakness very often. We are weak. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. May this be true of our experience this day, and may we be encouraged in the strength and the grace and the kindness of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.